morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is expected to kick off in positive territory this morning by a decent margin, up by a little under 0.6% according to the SPY futures. But more importantly, it's an addition to yesterday's gains, where the market put together a very handy 1.3% improvement over the course of the session. So there's an important element that is common to most markets when it comes to why stocks have been able to at least consolidate in the last couple of days, and that is that recent March higher, as far as long and short-term interest rates have been concerned, has at least stabilized over the course of the last couple of sessions, and that was a feature of last night's trade once again. So that gave stocks some breathing space, and they took advantage of it. We saw US markets higher by more than 1% across the S&P, the Dow and the Nasdaq. The S&P and the Dow up by about 1.6%, the Nasdaq up by 1.5%. So there were also some encouraging figures on the economic front. So the Conference Board's measure of consumer confidence in the last month, that actually rose to an 8-month high, and that was better than expected. So that dovetailed with the corporate news of the last 24 hours. After the market closed yesterday, we heard from Nike. They delivered some much better earnings numbers when it came to revenue and earnings per share. There were significant beats on that front, and that translated to a very significant improvement for the stock. It could be an inflection point worth watching out how things pan out over the course of coming quarters, because the stock was up 13% at the end of the session. And in terms of that conversation around inflection points, the stock's still down by about 30% in year-to-date terms. So it just gives you a sense of what kind of a hammering some of the blue chip consumer facing stocks have taken over the course of recent times. So existing home sales, however, were markedly weaker, and they fell by 7.7% in the last month. It was one of the weakest outcomes that we have seen since 2010. So that move higher for interest rates still creating some very challenging conditions, unsurprisingly, where the housing market is concerned. Moderna has been one of the most improved stocks over the course of recent days. It added another 4% over the course of the last session. Carnival Corporation also doing well last night, up by about 4%. On some earnings numbers that weren't as bad as what the market had anticipated. So we saw some very solid gains as far as European stocks were concerned last night. The French market up by about 2%, the FTSE up 1.7%, the German DAX up 1.5%. Again, the fact that Nike released after the market closed yesterday, that translated to some solid gains where European consumer-facing stocks were concerned, particularly the sporting brands. So we had Puma up by 9% and Adidas up by about 7%. So I suppose from that, logically, you'd be watching out for consumer-facing stocks on the local front today, because we don't have much in the way of economic news to navigate by. Energy stocks should have some positive attention directed towards them, owing to the fact that oil prices were up by 3% last night. The energy facing cohort doing well as a result of that. There was a bigger than expected drawdown in US oil inventories over the course of the last week, and the Aussie dollar has been able to put on a bit of ground against the US dollar, up by about 0.25% compared to where it closed yesterday. So this will be the last video report that we do until the early part of January, the 9th of January to be precise. On behalf of the rest of the team, I just want to thank everybody who's watched or listened to any of our content over the course of the last 12 months. We really do take seriously the effort to inform you and try to make you a little better equipped as you start each day. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in. Please have a happy and safe festive season, and we're really looking forward to continuing our conversation next year. So all the best.